My brothers and my sisters, Advent blessings to you. We hope that you enjoy, that you're blessed by this podcast. And I wanted to ask a personal favor. If you do listen to this podcast, hopefully it's enriching your life. It's helping lead you closer to Christ. And this podcast is one of many things that we do here in the Life Teen Movement to try to lead teens and their families, to try to lead souls closer to Christ, to try to build this kingdom on earth. Now, right now, we're in the middle of our Life Teen annual appeal. During November and December, we're asking souls like yours to help advance this mission, this movement of the Holy Spirit. So what I'd simply ask is that you would pray for us, that you would pray for this movement, that the Lord would continue to bless us, to open doors, to help us develop new ways to reach out to souls in need and to reach out to strengthen families and parishes across the world. I'd also ask that you go to lifeteen.com/donate and give whatever you can, however great, however small, again, to help us advance this mission, this movement of the Holy Spirit. Know that we at Life Teen pray for you, we love you, and we're grateful to you in advance for any and all support you can give us. And pray for us as we continue to develop new resources that will help all souls, young and old, grow closer to Christ. God bless you this Advent and Christmas season.
You're listening to the Advent edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible Geek, Mark Hart.
And we're moving right along through the Advent season, my family. This week, we're taking a look at Gaudete Sunday, which means rejoice. Gaudete, Latin for rejoice. And rejoice we ought to. So let's get to it. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 and 2, then verses 10 and 11. Our responsorial psalm from Luke. That's right, our psalm is from Luke. That's going to earn you some points on Jeopardy. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 50, and then verses 53 and 54. Our second reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. And our gospel from St. John chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and then verses 19 through 28. Rejoice. Now, it's great that in the middle of this season, and oftentimes you'll see purple during Advent, sometimes blue, oftentimes purple, because purple's that penitent color. And in the middle of your Advent wreath, you're going to have the purple, and bam, we're going to spark a pink candle. Why pink? Pink to remind us to rejoice, that even in the middle of this time of preparation, of necessary penitence, that we can't lose sight of the fact that this should be a joyful time of preparation, because the end of this season, we are going to be rejoicing in a big and a bold way. But this theme of rejoicing is woven very clearly through the first reading, through the psalm, through the second reading. You're going to hear in the first reading, I rejoice heartily in the Lord, in my God is the joy of my soul. My brothers and my sisters, do you agree with that? Does your life reflect that truth, that in the joy of the Lord, okay, in the Lord God is the joy of your soul, that he's clothed you in a robe of salvation, he's wrapped you in a mantle of justice? My family, that through God, you have access to everything. And we should be rejoicing. We should be rejoicing in this fact that he knows us intimately, that he's come to heal us, he's come to rescue us, he's come to free us. And that's why in the responsorial psalm, we're going to be echoing those beautiful words from Luke, my soul rejoices in my God. Again, do you rejoice more in the things of the world or in the God of heaven? Because if we're rejoicing in the things of the world, then thank goodness we're in here during this Advent season trying to clear out the clutter, trying to get straight, trying to prepare our hearts. In the second reading from First Thessalonians, St. Paul is telling the people in Thessalonica, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. He's not saying sit in the temple all day long on your knees, do nothing else. He's saying make everything that you do in the course of the day, make your work a form of prayer, make your rest a form of prayer, make your interactions with your relationships a form of prayer, and always be rejoicing. As Fulton Sheen, the Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said, the only reason to take this life too seriously is if it's your only one. That a Christian should have perspective, that even in the midst of hardship, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of sickness, in the midst of all those other things, we can't lose our perspective. In the end, God wins. And if you're with God, you win. And that is worthy of rejoicing. And when we look to the gospel this week, we're going to pick up this scene again with John the Baptist. And as John the Baptist is on the scene, he's trying to point to the light, pointing us out of darkness and into the light. The same way as that Advent wreath, we keep adding light. The closer and closer we get to Christmas, the closer we get to Jesus, the Messiah, more and more light is going to come. And in this battle in darkness and light, John stands as an arrow, pointing to the light, beckoning us to the light. And as people come to John, wondering if he's the Messiah, they start asking, hey, who are you? Are you Elijah? Are you the prophet? Who are you? And he goes on to say, I'm the voice crying out in the desert. I'm the one pointing to him. but I'm not him. And it's interesting because these people were trying to get their hands around who this guy John was, what he was proclaiming. Kind of, it was almost as though, hey, what's your religion? You're not really with us. You're not one of the Pharisees. You're not one of the Levites. You're not one of the priests. Who are you? What is this religion kind of thing that you're pointing to? And it's interesting, for a lot of people in our modern culture, the word religion is a dirty word. You'll hear people say all the time, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And it's really unfortunate because people don't understand that the oldest derivative of the word religion, the oldest root for the word religion meant relationship. My brothers and my sisters, being Catholic does not inhibit your Christianity. Being Catholic, our religion is how we come to have the deepest possible relationship with Jesus. And in this religion, this relationship is how we are fed through the sacraments, okay? How we're given witness and testimony through the saints, how we're given truth through our doctrine. The church is how we come to know Jesus most directly and most intimately. That it's not about the what of religion, it's about the who of who God is. And that really is this pursuit of the Advent season, to not get bored down and to not get confined to the what's, to the things, the earthly things, but to keep pointing to the who, to the godly things. And in this epic battle of dark and light, my brothers and my sisters, we rejoice because darkness will never overcome the light. Darkness can never extinguish the light. Even in the darkest of times, that light of baptism, that light of God, the light of the world is burning brightly. Even in the darkest times of history, that light burns brightly. And my brothers and my sisters, a candle loses nothing by sharing its light with another. I read that outside of a church one time. A candle loses nothing. So my brothers and my sisters, be that light this week, that light in the darkness, and rejoice because God knows your name. Proclaim His. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.